Kevin Kemp with Soul for Song lining up the four-year-old mare. Morning to you, Kev.
Yeah, how are you, Andrew?
I'm well, mate. How you been?
Yeah, really good.
Mate, she's just becoming one of those mares that you just want to be on her next time. Can she break through on Saturday?
Well, I think there'll be more. There probably should be more speed in this race. That certainly won't hurt her. She's as good as she's ever been, I think, Andrew. So as good as chance, yeah, for sure.
Mate, I've spoken to you when you've been in Sydney and things like that. She's got a racing pattern of getting back. If you drew better and drew, could she be ridden closer?
Yeah, I certainly think she could be, Andrew. The two starts back, she drew better. She drew fairly well, and we had her a bit closer. She was probably had four or five behind her. And I think if she'd have jumped the fraction cleaner, she'd have been even another pair closer without pushing her. And she really found the line well that day. She ran third that day. So I think if she steps away from a good alley, she'd be midfield, yeah.
I guess what you don't want to do is ride her too close, and then that takes away that acceleration that we normally see at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely that wouldn't be advisable to ride her out of a comfort zone. But I think most times though we have to go back with her because from the outside barrier you usually end up four deep and with about and still three quarters way back through the field. You know, hope. So it's not rocket science to know that I'm pretty sure she'd be closer without having her pushed along as she drew well. Yeah, sure, Andrew.
You mentioned drawing well. Now, I don't want to moz you. That's the last thing I want to do because I'd love her to win a big one. She deserves it. But if you look at the barriers, last run, 14. Run before that, 5. 3 runs ago, 12. 4 runs ago, 13. 5 runs ago, 14. 6 runs ago, 17. I mean, she's just never had any luck.
I'm pretty sure she's due for a barrier, and as you said, she's due for a win. Saturday.
That is the greatest understatement ever, Kev.
Yeah, well, it's been 12 months since she won, which is hard to believe a mare of her ability could take 12 months to win a race. She's never started in anything less than a listed race in the last 18 starts out of her 20 starts. So they've been listed or group races. She's earned prize money, yeah, very good prize money. Saying that, she hadn't been beaten a long way. I think the last 4 starts, she might even been less than a length and a half from the winner each time, I think. But anyhow, she's really trained on well, looks great, feeling good, and I'm really looking for a good run again on her. She never lets us down anyhow.
No, exactly. Mate, is she a mare that you do a lot with between runs?
Have never really done a lot with her because she's really athletic mare and she just has a nice gallop and a few days before, 5 or 6 days before, and she seems to she's never stopping coming to the winning post. So she's probably showing that she's right. But she looks like she wants further and she probably does, Andrew, but. And I wanted to start in the mile a fortnight ago, but then I wanted to be spot on Cherry Ripe for 1350 this weekend. Yeah. I think going to the mile and then back to the 1350 wouldn't have given her a best chance. So that's why we went from the outside alley in the other race, and she really raced well. Her last furlong, I think, was as good as anything. So I really think. Yeah, I reckon she's ready for Saturday for sure, but naturally a lot of good fillies and mares in it, and we just got to beat them somehow, yeah.
Yeah, well, she seems okay around Doomben.
I think so, yeah, for sure. Yeah, she's a mare that you think with a big long finish, like she's got the Eagle Farm suitor, and she really raced well at Eagle Farm or that last start there. She's raced well at Eagle Farm in the past, but she's also hasn't been ever far away at Doomben, except one day when she has held up really badly. And most times she's even though she's back, Andrew, and from a wide gate, she's had good luck coming at the finish. But don't know. It always looks like maybe if she took all 50 yards earlier or something, that she might even just be a little bit closer. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, as I say, probably for punters, many of our listeners this morning, they're probably saying, gee, we can't be backing her again. But for mine, I love her. She just keeps putting in wherever she is, and she'll do it again on the weekend. And, you know, if she runs up to, she gets a favourable barrier and she runs up to those last two runs, the Dane Ripper and the Glen Logan, she's going to be flashing with a few others that last couple of 100 metres.
Yeah, certainly think so, Andrew. Yeah, she'll... I'm certainly really looking forward to Saturday for sure.
Good on you, mate. I hope the whole team celebrates there on Saturday night. Thanks for your time, Kev.
Thanks for having us on the program. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate.